Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awaken Your Soul's Journey, the podcast that explores the transformative power of grief. I'm your host, Angela Clement, and I'm here to guide you on a profound journey of healing and self-discovery. Each episode, you will be introduced to experts, authors, and individuals who have experienced grief firsthand to share their stories, insights, and wisdom. Together, we will explore many facets of grief and shed light where there is darkness. Throughout this podcast, we will explore different tools and techniques that can support you in your healing process, from mindfulness and meditation to creative expression and spiritual practices. We will provide you with a diverse range of resources to help you navigate your grief. Whether you have experienced a tremendous loss or simply want to gain a deeper understanding so you can support someone else, this podcast is for you. So if you're ready to embark on this awakening journey with us, make sure to subscribe. Together, let's explore, learn, find healing, and embrace the transformation that awaits us. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us again today. I am so excited that I have Bridget Dunbar here with me. And Bridget and I are going to discuss all kinds of things grief. Bridget lost a child. And so through that, I'm assuming she is now the author of Grief, Loss, and the Goodness of God, and leading those in grief to a place of hope and healing. And Bridget holds a master's degree in marriage and family therapy and has held positions as a therapist, a coach, a spiritual leader, pastor, inner healing trainer and facilitator, and a prophetic teacher. And beyond her professional roles, Bridget is deeply passionate about cultivating an authentic connection with God and inviting others to do the same with their own spiritual journey. So welcome, Bridget. Thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your journey and how you were inspired to write your book.
Yeah. So, you know, my book really came out of a place of me losing my own son. So I lost him at birth. He was born stillborn. And I had experienced a lot of other significant losses around that time. Mm-hmm. And so it put me just in a pretty deep journey of grief for quite a while. And I actually had been working professionally in the field of psychology, working with others who are grieving even prior to that. And so I've had a diverse background in working with people through grief, but it wasn't until I really went through it myself that I discovered just the depths of my soul, of really what grief feels like and is all about. And I decided to write a book to help people truly transform out of their grief and into a place of healing and wholeness and peace with that season of their life.
Yeah. And your story just matches so much, just being the one that's now believing that grief is really a pathway to transformation. You know, I'm all about embracing it as a form of healing. And so through that, I know we talked just briefly before the podcast about your kind of definition of grief or what you think grief is. And you were telling me you might be able to describe that in a way through pictures. Yeah.
You know, actually, so I talk a lot about what grief is or what it feels like or what it looks like throughout my book. And so I use a lot of analogies. Around the time I lost my son, I actually got into a really bad car accident. And so I talk about that in my book and I describe how grief is like a car accident in that it hits you out of nowhere. It kind of, you know, blindsides you, it tosses you to and fro, you know, and really just, in that shakes everything you once knew. And so, you know, after that, like after the aftermath of a car accident as well, is there is a recovery in that, you know, your body took a hit, your car got totaled, like all the things, people might've been injured in the process. And so it really, I kind of set the tone even in my book, describing that grief is an event that happened that was so maybe life-altering, shook your whole world upside down. And now you're left with the rubbles of it. You're left with, well, what do I do now with this? And it's really grief actually takes you on a journey through self-discovery, through even just asking questions that maybe you previously weren't thinking about as far as life and priorities and just everything. It turns your whole world upside down. And so it causes you to really to search. I talk about it like soul searching, searching within and really discovering what matters in life. Because once your world gets leveled, as I say, you start to rebuild it in a way that maybe you otherwise wouldn't have looked at life the same.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I know that a lot of the listeners would agree as well, that it really does. There's so many changes. And then how do we navigate all of that?
Yeah.
So what did you find most helpful in recovering from your loss?
Wow, there's a lot. I mean, you know, I guess it depends kind of what stage we're talking about. You know, I think at the beginning stages, I found it helpful to just find areas of relief from just the depths of despair that I was feeling. You know, I actually looked at anything funny I could find. Like I remember looking at or trying to pull a bunch of funny movies or, you know, listening to comedians or whatever. And, you know, it's weird to think about it now, but I just remember feeling like I just need something that can just give me a moment of relief. And so, you know, in that stage of my journey, I was watching lots of silly movies, even children's movies, just to cause me to have some kind of feeling of relief from the misery that I was feeling, the depths of just of the heaviness of my loss. And I think throughout my journey, though, you know, support or looked different. I found a lot of support in my community, friends, family, those around me who, whether they were just there to take me on a walk or come over and make me food or, you know, whatever it was, I really leaned into community. And I think that that's huge in grief because we tend to isolate a lot. It's natural to want to isolate and to hide or to just feel alone. And so I had to cause myself to reach out to people. I had to actually intentionally interact with those that I knew would be helpful, but it was oftentimes, you know, I had to force myself to really receive from others. And I think my community of people around me was really what helped me, I would say, throughout my whole journey in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that, you know, you kind of reached out, you know, you knew, even though we probably didn't feel like it so much, you knew that you needed that community around you. And I think that's how we discover where our supports are, because sometimes that's hard. You're navigating who knows how to support me or who can support me. Because I found, you know, there were people in my life that just weren't able to support me. They just couldn't wrap their heads around what I would need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's actually a hard thing to navigate when you're grieving, because I think the people you thought would show up for you in a certain way don't. And you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming. And so I actually was surprised to see where that support came from. It wasn't necessarily what I thought prior to losing my son, who would actually show up in my life. And I talk about that too in my book. You know, I think I had to learn to give a lot of people grace, because it wasn't until after the fact that I recognized that people themselves didn't know how to support me. It wasn't that they didn't want to. They just didn't know how. They didn't really know what I was going through. And I think what I heard from people was they were afraid to bring it up. They were afraid to talk about it because they didn't want to make it worse. And that was one thing I wish everyone knew, that I wanted my son's name to be brought up. Like, I wanted to talk about it because it was what I was thinking about all the time. And so, you know, I had to learn though to give people grace and forgiveness, because I recognized that not everyone knew how to support me the way I needed it. And I think many times I didn't even know how to ask for it. I didn't know what I needed. So looking back, I recognize that although my community was so supportive, there were times that were painful for me. And I had to learn how to also be gentle with those around me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you had talked a little bit about, you know, getting that reprieve from grief and finding something, you know, in humor and laughter. And I really think that it's healing to laugh, but we pull back when it happens because it's almost like second guessing whether we should be able to do that or not. It's like, I shouldn't be happy. You know, I just lost somebody. Yeah. I remember doing the same thing, like seeking out more comedy type shows and light, really light, something that doesn't take a lot of mind power, and just to just kind of get away from it for a bit.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And there were some times where I told friends, look, I their support was that they're just my funny friend and they'll just always show up and have a laugh, you know, I could laugh with them. And so, you know, I think it's knowing what you need in each moment and really giving yourself permission to get that and to also receive whatever that is, that support as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think the receiving is the other thing. You hit on that a little bit. It's just like, sometimes we don't want to bother people, or we don't want to put them out, I guess. Then we kind of refuse the help. We say, no, that's okay. I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can fall in the trap of trying to comfort others more than we receive comfort ourselves. And this is the time, you know, I would even say when you're grieving and you've experienced a loss, it's the time to receive support. It's the time to ask and give yourself permission to ask for what you need. Because I actually think what I learned is people in my life, they wanted to give more than I realized. They just didn't know how. And so if I had known that I could be more vocal and not feel ashamed or afraid of asking for what I needed, that they were ready and willing to do that. They just didn't really know how to navigate that with me.
Yeah. So tell me, what were some of the things that people did for you, with you, that really helped?
Yeah, I had friends who gifted me things that were really meaningful for me throughout my journey, whether it was, you know, a piece of jewelry with my son's name on it, or I had girlfriends who actually gifted me a teddy bear that ended up weighing the same amount as my son when he was born. And, you know, for those who've lost a child, especially at birth, they don't get to take their child home with them from the hospital. It's so grieving to not have that child that you hold in your arms. And I remember that being a point of pain for me. And they gifted me this teddy bear that was just such a beautiful gift because it felt like I could hold something, grieve something that, you know, otherwise especially when we lose a loved one, there's nothing there to really like hold on to. And so I had friends that were so creative in the things that they gifted me to help comfort me. But I even say on more practical standpoint, I mean, I had friends that made me meals, you know, brought me groceries, like helped me, just brought me out. Like I think some of the best times were when friends just took me away from my reality. Like they took me to a show or just to kind of get my mind off of stuff. And so took me out of my element a little bit, you know, took me on a trip or whatever it was. And so, whether it was people just wanting to come and sit on my couch and talk with me over some tea, or whether it was to go out and do something to get some fresh air, go on a walk. Like, there's so much that you can do for those who are grieving. And I think, you know, not underestimating even just the simple things like a phone call or a text. Some of the best times where I felt most supported was honestly my friends telling me, hey, you don't need to respond to this text, but I just want you to know I'm thinking about you. I love you. I'm here for you anytime you need it. Because especially when you're entrenched in the loss, it's you have such little energy that when everyone's messaging you or whatever, it feels like, oh, I can't show up. I have nothing to give right now. And so those who just gave without any expectation of receiving or hearing from me in return were actually the most support for me in my time of grieving, because it felt like, wow, this is true support and love. And I they're okay if I have nothing to give back right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So now going forward, I know that the situation's slightly different because your son was very small. And so, you know, you didn't get a lot of time with him, and you didn't get a lot of time. Other people didn't get time with him. So it's a different kind of thing. But just tell me a little bit about how you're moving forward with that and how you're coping with that.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm a true believer in really turning your pain into purpose. And, you know, what is the purpose in this pain? Like, what is the good that can come out of it? And so, you know, as a result of my son passing, I actually have partnered with an organization in India who now helps women who are unwed and pregnant and looking for support in having a safe delivery, in actually being a part of a community that will help them transition into motherhood and give the care that they need for their child. And so, you know, that's a whole story, and that came about so, you know, divinely. But it's really amazing to see how something in my life that could feel so devastating and feel like it was just a moment in my life has become something that I really look to help encourage others in the process. I mean, this is where my book came from. Like, I knew that in my journey there, it's unique for me because I got to work with a lot of people that were grieving in my field. And so there are many times where people get stuck in grief, and it's really hard to know how to navigate toward healing, toward wholeness. And so I wanted to do that. And so even me writing my story and writing this book was so healing for me, because now I get to really see the purpose in my pain, the purpose in that experience in my life, and saying, well, how do I make something from this and share it with the world that can also benefit others? And so there's so many ways I've done that, but that's where I'm at today. I think when I focused on now what moving forward, it's, well, what can I do with this to help others? What can I do to forward what I have learned and the healing that I have attained? How can I help others also attain that same hope and peace and healing on their journey?
Beautiful. Yeah. And I love that. You know, it just seems like that there are so many great stories like yours out there of people who have transformed their pain into purpose. And it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, I truly believe there's a lot of divine guidance that goes along with this. The whole process of grief is very much for me, you know, a spiritual awakening. It's been getting to know more about who I truly am and what life is all about. Would you agree that that's something that's been really transformed in your life too?
Absolutely. You know, I think one thing that I talk about too is just how, you know, it wasn't just my son that day, it was me as well. And I think that what I found is that in the process of grieving, I was also grieving my own death. Like, I was grieving the death of who I knew myself to be, because my son marked my life. Like he changed my life. I became a mother in that moment. Like I took on a new identity. And so it caused me to really soul search and figure out who am I and what do I want my life to look like moving forward and what's most important to me. And so in that journey, I also experienced a death of myself that really was kind of a metamorphosis of transformation into who I am today. And as a result, I mean, I have created the life that I truly could say I love living now because I went through, I really allowed myself to go through the process of grieving and of letting go and letting in what needed to be let go of and what needed to be let into my life. And so, you know, I actually feel like grief was such a gift, and it is a gift. And there are hidden gems within our grief journey that if we can really embrace that journey, we'll see the gift on the other side of that and what it could become. Because for me, it was the becoming of a new self, is the becoming of who I am today. And I'm so grateful for my experience. And, you know, of course, would I want my son to be here? Yes, absolutely. And yet, I'm also really grateful for the experience of going to the depths of my soul and discovering myself in a new way to become who I am today.
That's so beautiful. And it's such a great story of hope for people, because yes. I think that's, you know, that's my whole mission, because that when my husband passed away, it just felt like there wasn't a lot of hope. It was like, you're going to grieve forever, you know, for your lifetime. Right. And there was no story of post-traumatic growth or spiritual awakening or anything good. It was just like, you'll learn to hold this. You'll learn to carry this. And so I really love getting this message out to people that there is a lot more to it than that. And there is a lot of hope, and there is joy and fulfillment on the other side of it all.
Absolutely. I think one of the first things I say in my book is, you know, even though it feels like your life has ended today, your story doesn't end here. And, you know, I think that people need to hear that, is that your story continues. It doesn't end here. You don't die here. You get to choose to live. And if you do, your story continues, and it actually can continue into a beautiful narrative of your life. And so, you know, I am so grateful for everything I've experienced. And I also just, I want to share that with others that, you know, this is not the end. It's just the beginning of a new chapter of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I know that along that journey, there are times when things are tough. You know, you get into the depths of despair, as you said, and there's so much, sometimes there's guilt and sometimes there's anger and there's all kinds of things that come up. And I know there were days where I really didn't even want to live, you know, it was just so awful. So just tell me a little bit about how, you know, I'm sure you had those moments. How did you get yourself through that?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There were so many moments, you know, it might sound, I mean, there were so many moments that I do explore in my book about just kind of the depths of darkness that you do go through, just the valleys that you walk through. And I remember one time my husband and I, because we were grieving together, and you know, everyone grieves differently. Everyone has their own unique experience of loss. Even if you've both lost the same person in your life, it looks different. And, you know, we used to hike, and I just remember one of us saying, man, I wish that I could just like roll down this mountain and just, you know, just be gone forever. And we were just kind of almost like laughing at the fact that we were so morbid and that like we just wanted to die, like, and fall right off the cliff. And we just started laughing at the fact that, wow, this is really dark. And, you know, our thoughts are dark today. And it actually brought a little bit of like light and laughter to us, just the fact that we were in such a dark mental space that we could bond in that. And we actually created this little tune about like rolling down the mountain and falling off the cliff. And it sounds so insane now when I share it, but at the time, it's like, when you know, like you're in such a dark place that it almost, to find any kind of comical relief in that dark time, you'll take it, because it just feels like you'll be crushed by the weight of your grief and sadness. And so for me, it was really just finding those moments of relief. It was also letting myself express honestly what I was feeling. And, you know, I journaled a lot. I think most of my book actually came from just some of my journalings, because it helped me express myself. You know, I sought therapy, I sought group counseling, I sought any kind of grief resources that would allow me to express honestly where I was at, and it not cause people to run or be afraid of the deep, dark feelings I was actually feeling. And so I think that was really helpful for me too, to just give myself permission to be honest and raw about where I was at. And also knowing that this wasn't where I was going to remain, and it was just part of my journey, and I just needed to keep going. And so there were so many times where I had to tell myself, just one more breath, one more step, like one more whatever it was, because that honestly, I think in the darkest times is what got me through. It's just one more breath, Bridget, one more day, one more step forward. Like when I felt like I just couldn't get out of bed or off the floor, you know, to eat anything, it was just one more. And that really got me to where I'm at today in those times.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how you share that, because I know everybody goes through that, and it's knowing that, yeah, like you say, you're not going to stay there. That's not the intention. In the back of your mind, you know, you're coming out of that, but sometimes it can be long. It's
like, yes.
It can be days of, I remember thinking, oh my goodness, is this ever going to end? But it does, you know, you, like you say, you seek out help, you get support. And
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of the resources that you provide that would help my listeners?
Yeah, well, so my book is actually available right now. I'm giving it away for free download to anyone who feels like they just are searching for something to hold on to. What I do actually in my book is the chapters are very short and topical. So, you know, what I recognized in my grief journey was that you wake up any given day and you feel something. And so, you know, grief is not linear, it's up and down and all around. And so wherever you're at, there's a chapter for it. Mm-hmm. And it leads you into self-reflective questions, prompts, things like that, that'll actually help you process and kind of massage out whatever it is that you're going through in that moment. I also am creating a course for those who want to go deeper. I'll be rolling out some other resources for those who maybe want to have more hands-on, one-on-one or group type work. So I am creating resources right now, and anyone who's interested, I have also some other free guides, resources for those who are interested in the more kind of, how do I connect with God, my spirituality, my faith, where is that in all of that? Because I think that a lot of people, especially when faced with death, you know, we begin to ask those existential questions of like, what is the meaning of life, and is there a higher power, and all these things. And so that's a natural process that I definitely help people process and walk through. And I have a few resources on my website for those as well. So anyone who's interested can go to bridgetdunbar.com/grief, and they'll find all of those there. And I'm sure I'll be adding more in the future.
Oh, that's so amazing. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for everything. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
You know, I'm just, I'm first of all so grateful to be on here, and I just want to let people know that wherever you're at in the grief journey, there is hope, there is healing for you, and this isn't where your story ends, and yet exactly where you're at is okay. And so I just I hope that those who hear this message find at least hope for today, that there is a bright future for them in store.
Thank you so much again for taking the time. And I want to thank everyone for listening, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us in this episode of the Awaken Your Soul's Journey podcast. We hope that you have found solace, understanding, and inspiration as we explored the information and wisdom that will help you move forward on your own journey. I want to express my deepest gratitude to my special guests, experts, and you, the listener. Thank you for sharing your stories and wisdom. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future episodes, please reach out. Make sure you hit like and subscribe. The Awaken Your Soul's Journey community is here to support you. Sign up for my newsletter at www.healingenergy.world or check out the links in the description below. Until we meet again, may you find peace, healing, and transformation on your own unique path. Sending you lots of love. Bye for now.